Anthony Eastwood Show, broadcasting live right here on AmericanFreedomRadio.com, 5 days a week. And I believe now Ifinity FM in the South Island is playing the show almost on the opposite time frame from, I think it's midnight till or 1 a.m. till 3 a.m. Local New Zealand time. So if you can't catch the show on this time zone, you can go to Ifinity FM or just Google that, .co.nz, and they will have a live stream running there for you. Now, my very special guest, Tom Filer, here today with us. Now, have we wrapped up derivatives, do you think, or do you believe it needs more expansion in this final segment?
If I could kindly give one more thought, which is probably one of the most important thoughts on derivatives, I'd appreciate that. Derivatives is just not a product that was created for wealth creation for the elites. And I'm not going to be able to fully explain this, so I think listeners, if you just kind of file this and just kind of watch out for indications of what I'm talking about here, but it was actually, derivatives were created by the globalists to help to construct this new world order. And Vinny, I know years ago, I'm sure you watched a wonderful movie called The Matrix. And I've begun using, you know, that concept as a way to get people to understand what the impact of derivatives are. What derivatives do is they really, like a web, tie the whole world together. You know, many years ago, before globalism, there were, you know, very small local centers of economic influence. Globalism, and especially with the use of derivatives, has really put a web and tied financially the world together. And it's acted as an overarching, derivatives have act as an overarching matrix, which ties together everything from, right into our mortgages. So if you own a mortgage, more than likely that mortgage, you know, has been part of the derivative system, or is part of the derivative system. So it really ties together the entire world, and it kind of creates a straitjacket on the entire world, which is used for control, financial control by the globalists. As I was explaining derivatives to a good friend of mine, as they described the evils of it, they kind of just commonsensically commented, well, gee, why don't they just close them down? Why don't they just stop the derivatives, just close them down? And unfortunately, you can't do that. They're so sophisticated and they're so interwoven into the entire world that that you can't deconstruct derivatives. And you just can't, close them down. And they literally act as a matrix over the entire system, which keeps the globalists in control. As long as they control the derivatives, they control the entire financial system. Now, in saying that, I've just got to say that all is not lost. I believe that that there's ways in which America can reassert itself and get back on track under the right leadership and under the right circumstances. And I believe we can free ourselves from a lot of these structures and from a lot of the deconstruction of values which have spread around the world. And we can once again assert what are, I think, uniquely God-created and given American values. So while the task is big, I believe that all is not lost, and that I think the possibility of a resurgent America is there to be able to overcome a lot of these systems that no longer represent our values.
Do you think that it's possible for America to enter a new golden age?
Absolutely. With the right leadership and under the right circumstances.
Speaking of the right leadership, will you be voting in this upcoming election?
Absolutely.
Who do you reckon is the good candidate?
I definitely have a choice, and I'd rather not reveal it, publicly. But I think I definitely have a choice, and there's no doubt about it.
That's fair enough. And that's the thing I find about the political system, is that your choices are your own, and you don't have to make those public if you don't wish to. So let's jump across there. Now, speaking of which, in terms of being on radio or being on the DVD as Lindsay Williams, or in the public eye, as it were, there are certain things that we do choose to hold back. And I wanted to ask you, it's sort of a leading question, and have you ever experienced this? There's been incidences and people coming out saying that people on Wall Street are very, some of them at least, very psychopathic in nature, a lot of cocaine use and prostitution, escort services, those sorts of things, living the high and frivolous life. And I would act under the assumption that if that exists, then the direct opposite exists as well. People who don't blow their money frivolously and destroy themselves and or the morality and fabric of their society with their success. Because I think that it's actually something like you get so big sometimes and you get real full of yourself. And if you get too full of yourself, you get too far ahead of yourself. And I think that explains sort of some of the behavior that we've seen coming out of the financial system.
I would say absolutely. I think everything you just said there is absolutely representative of some people, maybe many people in the financial systems throughout the world. Probably not only in the financial system, but in other so-called walks of life. I think that's true. But I will say this, is that there's many good people in the financial system. I'm part of a network of investment advisors who have Christian values. I helped to form an organization called the National Association of Christian Financial Consultants. And I've got an interesting story where many of the concepts for how to invest and how to manage money and how to look at money, when I was a young stockbroker, many of these concepts came from the Bible. Came from my many years of going to church as a young boy, and I created a seminars called Biblical Principles to Investing. And there's many, many, many people in the financial system who do have good values and actually do care about people's money and do care about how they, as investment advisors, advise them to the best benefit to them on how to position the money, as opposed to being usury towards their money.
So, can I ask, are you aware of a satanic element of the New World Order, that there is some kind of a black versus white spiritual war going on here, as well as a decent person versus, scumbaggery element?
Yeah, and I would just kind of refer back to some of our discussion today about how the values of this New World Order, in many, many instances, are not the values of America. And I believe American values came from God.
Well, this is the thing that I discussed with Pastor Lindsay about this. Your spirituality is it ties you and restrains you in certain aspects. And in my experience, if you have power and or influence, having restraint is a very, very good and necessary thing. What I feel is the problem here is the people who are currently in power have no such constraints.
Well, I think you're exactly right, Vinny. And, of course, the old saying, the love of money is the root of all evil. Certainly applies.
It certainly does. So I'd like to thank you, Tom, for coming on the show with us today. And where can people get more information on you, or perhaps access your financial services? Do you have a phone number people can ring, perhaps?
Sure. People can email me through my last name, FYLER, at TIAC.net. That's TIAC.net. They can call me at 646 391-3549. And myself and some of my associates would be pleased to provide whatever feedback or information might be helpful to anybody's assets or their investments. We're pleased to do that. I've also got a website, which is www.essentialsinvesting.com. Essentialsinvesting.com. And then one last website I'll mention is www.wallstreettosmallstreet.com.
Tom Filer, thank you very much for your expertise and also your persistence at all of this. Ladies and gentlemen, understand, no matter where your life has been and no matter where you are now, if you choose to contribute to humanity, you will always contribute more than you ever thought you could. And also, you get to benefit from that as well, for the people you talk to and the feats that you accomplish in the name of doing good for the greater number. We'll see you again sometime, ladies and gentlemen. And thank you, Tom, for sharing your life with us. We'll be right back.
My pleasure.
Next tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen.